Hey everyone, Andrew here from Intelli2 IGN's podcast. Yes, you are on the right feed, but no, this is not a normal show. I wanted to let you know right now that what you are about to hear is not suitable for work. It is likely also not appropriate for children. If you are sensitive to racy topics, go ahead and hit that delete button right now. You might not like this episode. But now that you've been warned, please welcome to a special RDH Rant Takeover episode with Heather, Anna, and Liz.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of RDH Rant Takeover. I'm your host, Anna, and joining me today are my ride or dies, Heather and Liz. Hi. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi. So on today's episode, we are going to discuss office Christmas parties, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because 'tis the season to be jolly. To me, it's not jolly. It's a stressful season. Oh, every God. Year.
Yes. Yes.
So stressful.
Every year.
Because not only is it like the busiest time in dentistry, but it's also like, I'm surprised that we got our shit together to record this today.
Well, I know.
We're pretty late.
Yeah, we're very late.
I read something that said, I read something that said, my bedroom closet is full of Amazon boxes. Zero presents are wrapped. Laundry is everywhere. Kids are screaming and fighting. The house looks like a crime scene. And the only food in the pantry requires a recipe that I'm not sure I can pull off. Mm-hmm. Also, yep. I'm 90% positive I'm forgetting something or someone. But this is fine. Always. It's all fine. I'm fine.
always.
Yes. So yeah, I can relate. I'm sure many of our ranters can.
Before we even get into our holiday office Christmas parties and talk about all those stories, let's talk about New York just real quick.
Yes.
For those of you that don't know, I don't know how you don't because we've been talking about it forever, but we finally got to meet in person, Liz, Heather, and I, after I don't know what, like 7 years of speaking every single day. You guys know about me that nobody else in the world knows, but it was so awesome to finally get to meet you guys
in person
in New York. And I'm so happy that we got to do that.
And just so everyone knows,
much fun.
I did too. And just so everyone knows, Anna was the first one to give hugs. She said she's not a hugger, and I told her to be prepared for the biggest hug ever, and I didn't even have a chance to get to her because Liz was in front of me, and she gave Liz a huge hug first and then me. So,
yes,
I just want
to say. And I almost cried. I really did. I got a little choked up, I have to say. I was aww, like, oh, my God. I got so excited to see you guys.
Yes, it was awesome.
But it was funny because I feel like there was no awkwardness at all.
No.
It's like we have known each other and have like hung out together for almost our
years.
Whole lives.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
It was.
Well, I just can't say thank you enough to Anna for being the most awesome tour guide and host and making sure that we had the best time. No,
I tried.
You did awesome. And you took time away from your family to hang out with us right after Thanksgiving. And you made sure we had the best time. And
I had a great time. I had done things that I've lived here my whole life. And I actually got to see things that I've never seen, even though I live here. So for me, it was like super exciting too.
Yeah. And then like all of the ranters that we got to meet as well. That was great. I wish we could have met more, but it was, we got to meet Allie. She is actually now one of our new admins.
Yes. And she's awesome. Allie. We clicked immediately.
Yeah.
Of course, I think Allie has been a ranter forever. And, you know, I always see her name and on rant and have recognized it for years, but I don't think we've ever actually talked. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like, oh gosh, how's this going to go? And then it was like, we knew her forever.
She's super, super smart. She's super.
Oh like, my gosh.
Yeah. She's, but also super snarky and inappropriate, but she's also like lovely and like statuesque and beautiful.
Yeah. Yes.
And busy. She is a busy lady.
Yeah.
Those eyebrows. Is. That's all I got to say is her eyebrows are on point.
Anna,
I kept talking about her eyebrows the whole time.
Anna's obsessed with eyebrows.
So anyway, we're loving on Allie. We got to meet Morris, who does Safari and Smiles.
Oh,
we got to
yes.
meet Tisha, who is the
Tisha.
Tisha, the dental mm-hmm. diversity diva. But we've met her before. At least I've met her before.
Yes, I have too. Lovely. She's so lovely and so powerful and just like, let me grab you and tell you how awesome you are. And you better think you're awesome too.
She's very uplifting and supportive.
Yes. Yeah. So uplifting. So I'm so thankful for her on this trip.
We got to meet Sandra Berger. We got to meet Amy Vale. I'm trying to think of some other names off the top
of my head. Fran Monopoly.
Yes.
Yes.
I've known Fran for years. I actually hired Fran and did her training with my company. She works in one of my regions. So I've actually known Fran for a long time. She's one of my top producers. I love her.
Aw. She was great. I know she was recently in a car accident and wasn't feeling lovely,
yeah, she's doing better. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. And then there was the wandering hygienist. She was really the roaming Stephanie Della Torre.
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. We got to meet her. She was very mm-hmm. excited. She's like, oh my gosh.
Of course, Andrew Johnson.
Oh, of course. Andrew.
I've never met him before in person. So got to meet him and his lovely wife.
Yes. And Andrew is our podcast director, for those of you who are wondering who we're talking about. Not just some random Andrew.
Well, he's the Tale of Two Hygienists guy. I know they're not a ranter, but I have to say it because he is just like, amaze me, like in person and his charisma and the beautiful smile, Dr. A.
Oh, yes.
Yes. The dancing. We were all
Dr. Franklin.
Yes. Yep.
Right? Yeah.
I believe it's Dr. Franklin mm-hmm. Agubar.
Oh, yes. The dancing dentist. At first, I was like, yes. What are you talking about?
Yes.
I thought you were talking about Franklin, the ghost from our previous podcast.
No.
Franklin. I don't remember meeting him.
Yeah.
No, he was haunt. Dr. Franklin was haunting, but in a different way.
Yeah.
He was amazing.
Very charismatic guy. And he smelled lovely, which I think is very creepy for me to say. But yeah, I was like, wow. Because usually men's cologne, I'm just like, blah. But yeah, he smelled amazing. Sorry, that's very creepy. So anyway, no, we had a good time. I can't wait to go back. I can't wait to hang out with
anybody. Anytime. You guys can come here anytime. I would love it.
You know, like our big city.
I can navigate like New York a little bit, but like I wouldn't be scared going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always gone to Chicago since we're here in Indiana, and I have never enjoyed myself going to Chicago. Just the whole hustle, bustle, the crazy driving. And so my family was like, are you sure you want to go to New York? It's like 1,000 times bigger, more people. And I'm like, yes, yes, yes. But I was like pleasantly surprised.
It was different. Mm-hmm. The vibe
it was
is
different. Yeah.
The vibe is different.
Which I know say Anna it.
There's
says.
Like, there's a vibe. I can't explain it. It's the oddest thing. But just New York City has this lively vibe. It's insane. Whenever I walk off the train and I'm in New York City, I get like this excited feeling
energy.
In my body. It's like the craziest thing to me.
Well, that when we got off at Penn Station, I just kept saying, I can't believe I'm in New York. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm in New York. I'm in New York. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm in New York.
Yeah. And I thought I would be like, and I was to some degree, like completely, I don't do well with chaos and a lot of people. I am a hardcore introvert. Like, it is hard for me to be in places like that. So I thought that I would just be overwhelmed and kind of like low-key, like tolerating it. I didn't expect to actually fall in love. Like, I cannot wait to go back. I was watching Elf. I think I told Anna or somebody. I was watching Elf last night. And like seeing all the New York, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to go back. And it's only been, 2-3 weeks? Yeah.
Bye, so buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Thanks,
awesome.
Mr.
I'm glad
Darwell.
You guys enjoyed it.
Yes. Thank you.
So we got to get into our actual podcast.
Yes,
because honestly, this subject matter, I could talk for hours about it. I love it.
Yes. Oh, ahead. Yeah. Right. We didn't even talk about what we actually did.
I know.
Because that's another episode. But I was reading through these stories. And I mean, some of them, I had tears in my eyes. I was laughing so hard.
Me too. How about you guys?
The Christmas party? Oh my gosh, I was reading through. I was trying to find the stupid thread on Facebook and I couldn't find it. So I'm going back, and because Anna's not answering me, and I need to do some. No, that's okay. You have a life. But I'm trying to do some prep, and I cannot find the thread anywhere. So I am searching everything, this, that, and the other, Christmas party, holiday party, all kinds of things. And I was reading back to like some old things from like 2018, like old Christmas stories. So I may have some stuff that you guys don't have.
Yeah, you probably do, because I kind of just went off that one thread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and I personally don't have any like good juicy stories. I mean,
no.
Where I'm at now is fine. And then places I've worked before, I mean, it wasn't horrible. They took us all to dinner.
Yeah.
Which is fine. No gifts. That, you know, it is what it is. And thankful to go have a nice dinner.
My company throws a kick-ass party. I ain't going to lie. We...
See, that's awesome.
Have so much fun. You know, everyone hanging out, drinking, eating. It's just, I don't know. It's just a great party. So much fun.
I bet it's this year big, we had, though, right?
Yeah.
It's your corporation.
Yeah. So it's like the whole Northeast East, which is like all of Long Island, basically.
Okay.
But this year there was a funny story, which I'm not sure if I'm going to share yet. I might.
Okay.
Because I don't know. I don't want to like.
You should.
I know. I don't want to pull anybody out, though. But I'm going to get into the first story from one of our ranters. She wrote and said, last Christmas, we rented a cabin in Big Bear, and my office manager, who I can't stand, got super drunk, threw up all over the Airbnb couch, and then shit her pants. How amazing would it be to see the office manager that you despise and hate
shit her pants.
Her pants and throw up all over the couch in front of everyone? How great would that be?
Oh my God. I wouldn't go back to work. If I was that office manager, I'd been like ghosting.
I'd be so mortified.
Yeah. The next day I would just disappear from the planet, change my name, not go back to work. Like I would move to Mexico, change my identity.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no.
It's crazy.
That's some justice.
I don't do poop. There. Don't do poop.
Oh, that's right. This is a recurring theme. We talk about poop a lot because we're always reminded by Heather. Oh, I don't do
poop. Nope.
Here's another one. Our 8-month-old pregnant assistant, so she was 8 months pregnant, smoked Newports and had 3 shots of Hennessy and 2 mixed drinks at our Christmas party.
What?
Yes, she was 8 months pregnant and she was smoking some Newports, Hennessy, and drinks. You know what? That bitch knows how to party, okay?
That is like, oh.
No, don't do that at 8 months pregnant. Yeah. That's terrible.
Don't do that. Yeah.
Thankfully, we did get an update. She had the baby and the baby was completely fine. So
well, that's good. Good.
It survived.
Hopefully that was
mom is crazy. Yeah.
Exactly. It just kind of makes me feel like maybe that wasn't a one-time thing.
Yeah, I don't think that's, I don't know. How do you do that? Like, you got to have some, I don't give a fuck what anyone else thinks type attitude to do that at 8 months pregnant in front of everyone. I think you got to be like, totally like, I don't care what anyone thinks of me.
Exactly. I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because like, even if she was doing that on the regular, like normally you hide that stuff. You don't just do it in front of everyone.
I mean, and I feel like in general, in holidays.
Stressful.
Yeah.
Stressful. Shots. You know, trying to like put together Christmas while you're 8 months pregnant, having to like go into work, 8 months pregnant, go to a Christmas party, 8 months pregnant. Like just, oh my gosh.
I don't want to
hear it. I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying I get it.
No, I had a kid who was born on December 20th. You want to talk about stressed?
I have a one December 28th, Matthew.
Yeah. Oh, is he? Aww.
Yeah, he's December 28th.
We didn't even talk about him.
Yeah.
He is such the cutest little thing.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. I think he has a crush on Allie, too.
He has a crush on, like, girls in general. He's always, like, my sister-in-law, he's always crushing on her. That's the funniest thing.
Oh my gosh.
So
and your daughter looks just like you. But anyway, sorry.
Sorry, let's get back.
Side note.
The recurring theme here is basically these office Christmas parties that include alcohol.
Usually end in disaster.
There are a lot of bad choices made. And also that Christmas dental people are just very horny.
Yes.
There was a lot.
A lot of that happening.
A lot of kissing and affairs and other stuff.
So I didn't read all of them. And I'm kind of
I got
right
one
now.
Like that. Can I read the one that I have?
Yeah.
I just like was that? Scrolling and I just saw someone said, I split my pants teaching a team how to chair dance after taking shots of Goldschläger. I feel like SpongeBob. I split my pants.
You go, like, girl. My assistant who split her pants taking x-rays.
Oh my God. Heather that wrote this, I hope that you had underwear on.
I want to know, like, how I want a chair dance lesson.
What is chair dancing? I'm sorry. I was reading that and I'm like, is that like pole dancing but on a chair? I don't even know what that
like
is.
It's like I think the guy is sitting on a chair.
Yes.
And you're dancing.
So
on
just
them.
Dancing around the chair. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know what you're talking
you're
about.
But you're kind of like also like so you're okay, you're so dry humping. I've been to strip clubs. Yeah, you're kind of like they kind of sit on your lap and wiggle around and I'm glad that nobody's watching this as a live.
Oh, I can't wait till we start doing.
I'm sitting here like
recordings,
like wiggling my boobs here. But they
you're
channeling
your inner
around.
Stripper.
Yeah, and they there's some rubbing and stuff like that. So I'm just really like I want to know how she learned how to chair dance.
Well, Maureen then says to Heather, "That's hysterical. I used to be famous for my chair dances back in the day. Glad to know I'm not alone." You go, Maureen.
Is this a, like this? Like, is it a stripper to hygienist pipeline? Like, once you can no longer be a stripper, it's like, no, I guess I'll be a hygienist.
It could be. Yeah, I know quite Maybe. A few of us that. I'm not one of them. I said us. I didn't mean that I was one of them, though.
Nobody wants
no.
to see me do that.
No, so I'm like so. No way. I would never.
Yeah.
Okay. So
what's the next one?
There was one from that I picked up from back in the day where they did a Christmas exchange, like, you know, the white elephant type thing or the Secret Santa thing. And the sweet assistant had asked for cozy socks, cute mugs and gift cards to Ulta, Bath and Body Works and stuff like that. So she got some of those from some of the people, like, you know, mugs and fuzzy socks and stuff like that. But they, I guess, had a super freak office manager. We'll call her Brenda, like we always do. Brenda gives this sweet dental assistant numbing lube, a mini vibrator, and a dual cock ring / anal stimulator.
This girl knows how to give gifts.
No kidding.
I guess
by
that,
her to
like,
our next Christmas
they
party.
Had to bring in HR. Like, it was a whole thing. It was corporate.
Oh, no. That's an HR nightmare. You cannot do that.
Yeah.
Like corporate.
I think
no
I
way.
Remember that story. That's an old one, right?
It's
but
a very
like, is
old
it a problem?
One.
Is it a problem if no one complains? You know what
but
I mean? Like
the DA, the dental assistant was very uncomfortable and embarrassed.
Okay.
Like she was not. They didn't know each other like that because I was going through the comments to see like what the resolution was, and it was never updated. But people had a lot of questions, of course, and they didn't know each other like that. And the dental assistant was very embarrassed. And nobody. Because
if I received a gift like that, I'd be like, thanks. That's awesome.
Yeah. No kidding. Thank you. It's all right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, dentistry is just full of a bunch of horny people. Like, what in the hell?
I don't care.
We know how to have a good time.
Yeah. The new co-core dental assistant wanted to know if the doctor's wives would be at the party. Because apparently there was a young doctor that she flirted with and was like trying to get with him, even though he was like 20 years older, married, two kids.
And married, hello.
I know. Yeah. But like,
did she call her a coke?
Assistant...
Hold on. Did she say coke whore?
Yeah.
No, that's... I didn't say that.
That was the ranter who submitted that.
Oh, she cool. Okay.
It was a coke whore of a DA. And she had a mission. So she wanted to know if the wives were going to be there because she was premeditating. Like getting with this associate.
That's gross. I'm sorry. He's a married man. Don't mess with other women's men. Stop it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And there were so many stories. There was another story like that where they called it the anniversary because I don't know if it was.
Oh, yes. I have that one.
Go ahead. Because I don't have it. I'm just trying to remember it. Go ahead.
So I'm just going to read it. Long story short, we work for a large family-owned practice. After work 2 years ago, we went to have drinks to celebrate Christmas. Our narcissistic, greasy-haired front desk girl threw herself at the associate doctor. They both were married. They proceeded to have an affair, and everyone in the office was well aware. Karma is a bitch, though. They both are still going through a nasty divorces because now they want to be together that have continued to get pushed back with no signs of any resolution. And then she went on to say that this assistant uses the date of that Christmas party as their anniversary date. Like, they were both married. Come on.
But it's like, why would you want to mark something by something awful?
Well, it's not awful that just, to them. Yeah.
No shame. No shame.
No shame, I guess. Homewreckers.
Horny dental people. There were so many like affairs, making out, all of that stuff with the alcohol. There was a lot of puking.
Yes. Come on. I have people. A good one for that. This story, I would be mortified. I would be. She wrote, when I was an assistant, my doc threw a huge party and allowed spouses to come. I got so drunk, beyond drunk, when mine and my husband's ride arrived. That's a lot of like R's. I was searching for my brand new purse. I started crying because I couldn't find it and I was obliterated. I cried so much, I started puking. Oh, in the only room that had a carpet in the whole entire house.
Oh, no.
My husband tried the best he could to clean it up, but he was also drunk. When I woke up the next morning, I packed my steam cleaner and showed up mortified to clean his carpet. He was laughing. I would die if that happened to me. I'm sorry.
I would have sent carpet cleaners. Yeah.
This is why I don't drink. It leads to bad decisions and embarrassing next mornings. There was another one. I think this was an older one that I found when I was doing some searching, that there was a I don't know if it was another assistant and dentist were flirting in front of his wife of almost 30 years. He ended up leaving with his wife a few months later for her. OK.
Ew.
Yeah. She was young enough to be his daughter. And then another assistant at that same party got so drunk that the boss got her an Uber. So she wouldn't, you know, drive drunk. And she lived almost an hour away and it cost him a ton of money to send her home. And she tried to open the door to get out on the freeway and then also puked in the Uber.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
She puked in the Uber. And then at the end, it just says she got fired.
Aw.
Come on, people. Learn how to control your alcohol here.
A lot of pukers. I've puked inside an Uber. I'm not going to lie.
Well,
I've done that.
You have an excuse. New York City driving is crazy and I get car sick. So use that as your excuse.
Yes.
Actually, funny enough, me and my dentist, I don't know if everyone knows this, but we're super close. You know, we hang out all the time. I love him to death. But anyway.
He is your coworker, not your boss.
He's not my boss. He's just my coworker. One of the first times him and I hung out at a party, and he was my designated driver, and I puked in his vehicle.
Oh.
Oh,
no. On the way home. So before we were leaving the party, I specifically said to him, I said, can you grab me a bag or something? Because I'm not sure if I'm going to get sick or not. Like, I kind of felt like I might get sick once I get in a moving vehicle.
Right.
So he goes and gets me a solo cup, and he's like, here. So I'm like, okay.
A solo cup.
We get his car.
That's better than a bag.
And I start puking in the solo cup, which obviously did not hold the majority of the puke. Wow. And it just was pouring all over his floor. I paid to get his car clean the next day, though.
Detailed. Oh, yeah. That's what I would do, too.
But I felt like
Oh, now, this is why when you go out and you're out and about, you have a friend like Liz. And, you know, I make sure that everybody is behaving themselves. I feel like I have to be like, you know,
the mama.
Yeah. And make sure everybody's safe. Make sure everybody's well and things like that. That's just me.
Yeah. I used to be awesome. Like that. I really did. I used to be the mom. And then I got
I've never been the mom. I've always been a stupid asshole. Was like...
That's why, Heather, I arrive in your life because you've been the mom for so long. You needed somebody.
I've been the mom. Yes, I'm tired of it. Like,
so
no,
I am
don't
here
to
be the mom and take responsibility for you.
So I can get drunk and you can take care of me and Anna.
Although if you puke in an Uber that I'm in, I'm going to be like, let me off here. And then just
I'm going to puke too.
Hey, I did really good in those Ubers.
You did.
Really good. And I was the night that we drank, I was all the way in the back of that Uber. So, and drunk or not, I knew that we arrived at the wrong place. No one believed me.
I didn't.
Yeah. I knew. I'm like, this is not it, guys. I'm pretty sure there's a strip club. This is not where we're supposed to be. But I didn't puke.
Oh, there was a strip club right across the street, wasn't there?
Yeah, of the wrong address.
Yes.
So, but back to Anna's story about the girl and the purse and the crying till she pukes. Someone wanted, oh no, Anna asked, by the way, did you ever find your purse?
That's what I wanted to know. Did you ever find your purse?
And she said, yes, I did find my purse.
These are the important questions.
Well, yeah.
This story had so much to unpack. And I wish that the particular ranter, and I think she wanted to remain anonymous. Her first year as an employee and hygienist, they had a fancy country club thing. Her first red flag was when she was trying to pay for her drinks at the cash bar and she was trying to use her Walmart gift card and she got pissed off because they're like, we can't take that. So she was mad. And then after that got like shut down, they went to the doctor's house and he dressed up as Elvis.
Yeah, I don't get that part.
She just
like,
left it at that.
Dress up like Elvis?
Yeah,
like...
she just left it at that. And then she said her brand new Tahoe ended up being driven on the golf course. And everybody was like, can you please expand on these stories a little bit? She's like, all I can say is, you know, all the luggage to unpack here is just filled with alcohol. And that's all she would say.
Is that an old story?
No,
I think that was on this one. Yeah.
But she did say it happened in, I think, 2009.
Anna, I don't know. I'm just kind of like going through the feed here.
I have a good one.
I was just reading. It's about getting drunk at a dental convention. Getting blackout
I don't
drunk.
Think I, oh, I didn't read that one, I don't think.
It says it's not a Christmas party, but this person got blackout drunk and doesn't remember hand feeding her doctor
chicken nuggets.
And
yes, I did read that.
All while faking a British accent.
And some of these drunk stories are so strange.
Okay,
oh
sorry. What
was
you
one
have?
Of the Christmas parties was like somebody wrapped up a raw chicken for a white elephant gift.
Yes, I was like, ew.
Wait, what? What did you say?
Somebody wrapped up a raw chicken for a white elephant gift exchange.
Oh no, that would piss me off.
I would.
That is like nothing but disease.
Salmonella.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, like. Oh my God. Anytime I cook chicken, my whole house gets bleached.
Yes, me too. I am the way you are with poop, I am with raw chicken. Like I have gloves, everything gets bleached. Like,
and I'm
just
in the country. I live in the country and we got a whale in a septic tank, friends.
Wait, what? You have a whale in your septic tank?
We have a whale in a septic.
Oh, a whale. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought
so
you said a whale.
A whale. Yeah, no. There might be a whale in the well. We're not allowed to use, we're not supposed to use bleach. But let me tell you, if I cook chicken, there's bleach everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What was your story?
Oh, all right. This one's a good one. So the CEO's wife, she loved to drink to excess. One Christmas party with over 500 employees there. She got so drunk, she was dancing on the tables with her backside exposed. Apparently, she went to the bathroom and her dress got caught underneath her thong. So she was... This is the CEO's wife.
No.
Dancing on tables with her ass exposed.
Oh, what? My God. That's one of those things like, okay, it's the CEO's wife. So that's one of those like karma judgments. Like you see her walk out of the bathroom with her skirt tucked into her thong and you're like, am I a good person and do I tell her or am I not a good person and just see what happens.
That's where you take a whole bunch of pictures of it.
That's what I said. I said, I hope you got this shit on video. Like, hello. Yeah. I'd be like, my camera out.
And then you tell her, but then you have those pictures and videos. So that way they're like, oh, we don't like your production this month. We think we're going to have to let you go. And we're like, oh, but do you? Are you really?
But wait. Those,
but wait.
Let's wait, talk about your I think performance that's blackmail. In this company.
Yeah. How about your wife's performance?
She really showed her ass this year.
All right. Oh, my gosh.
Here's one with the boss. My boss puked all over her fur coat in my coworker's brand new car. The car was only a few months old.
Oh, so, man.
Yeah. I mean, the fur coat, ew, you shouldn't own a fur coat. So,
no.
Like, yeah. I don't feel bad about that. But yeah. all over your, it's, you know what makes this worse is that it's the boss. Well, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. If it's another employee, it's like whatever, but like a boss is held to a certain standard.
Right.
So I feel like that boss woke up the next day with hangover, like regret. Oh, like, what definitely. Did I do?
Well, that gets rid of the new car smell. That would be what pissed me off the most. Like, you work hard and you buy a brand new car. That new car smell better last forever. And then you puking in it makes it disappear immediately.
Ew. Gross.
Yeah.
Ew. That's gross.
Here's one that's pretty funny. This is totally up my alley, but the dentist was giving his heartfelt speech at the Christmas party. Aww. And my front desk girl who was sitting next to me farted while he was giving his speech, which caused me to uncontrollably laugh during his entire speech. She couldn't stop laughing. So had no idea why she was laughing. She thought he thought she was laughing at him, but she couldn't stop laughing because the front desk farted so loud. Why are farts so funny?
I don't know, because they're gross.
No, but they're great. I love farts.
I think they're amazing. You ever grow out of that.
If they don't smell fine, it's the whole smelling part that I'm over it.
But they're just hilarious. The sound, they're just funny. I don't know.
So you guys probably, I've told you, no one else knows. My husband thinks that women don't fart.
Oh, hell no.
Or poop.
I'll come visit within 5 minutes. He will know that girls fart.
Well, no, he knows. No, he knows they do, but won't admit it. So like, we have three kids of our own, biological. And so I've probably had more kids than I've actually had farts in front of my husband. And
really?
Every time. Yes.
Oh, no. I got a fart. I will fart. I do not care.
I don't fart in front of my husband either. I do not fart.
No way.
I don't.
Yeah. Stop.
No,
I'm a heathen. That's what.
Right? I've given birth to children in which, you know, things come
you
out.
You shit yourself. Yes.
You did? Yes. I didn't do that.
Yes, you did, Heather.
Yes, you did, Heather.
No, I did not.
No, yes, they told you you didn't, but I guarantee you did.
Oh, I didn't ask. Nobody said anything.
Yeah.
They're not going to tell you.
They don't tell you. Oh, you're pooping. Nope, they don't do that. Because I remember, like pushing and
all of a sudden
I was like, what is that smell? And they were just like the nurses looked at each other and I was like, whoa.
Nothing.
What? No, yes. I didn't. I don't
you
think
did.
I did.
You did.
You definitely 100%. Did.
Now I'm going to have to go find those old VHS tapes and see if I shit my pants.
Oh, you videotaped it?
From the side. Not like straight on. From
no,
the
they,
side
angle. So they like, they're like poop ninjas, right? They go right in there and they just like swipe that away like nothing's happening.
Yeah, it's like it's like gone within 30 seconds. They like literally swoop it away.
You did. I didn't. We're just leaving it at that.
Okay.
I didn't, Liz.
Okay. I'll let you have that. That's your gift for Christmas. You did not poop.
I did not poop give birth. Thank you.
What podcast is this again?
I don't even know. It is late. I'm tired. It's Christmas time. We're winging it, people. We're winging it, okay? Give
oh
us
my
some
God.
Grace.
So many wings. I don't have anything else. My content pool has dried up. I think Anna has touched on the ones that I had. So yeah, I'm good. I don't have any more stories. Anna,
I don't think I do either.
There's no, I think story we, you might want to share.
Oh, mine. I don't know, man. So I'm going to make names up.
Okay.
So as I already mentioned, our Christmas parties are, I don't know, they're just cool. They're fun. Yeah, everyone drinks. Like we have a ball, right? So Dr. Jones got super, 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 super drunk to the point where he was doing the worm on the dance floor.
Oh, but then... That's awesome.
So at the end of the night, he comes up to me and he's like, I need a ride to the hotel. So I'm like, all right, well, my designated driver is my doctor. So yeah, let's get you in the car. We get him in the car. We're like, well, where's your hotel? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, all right, well, where are we taking you? And he's like, I have a reservation. I think it's a Hilton, but I don't know where it is. So we're like, all right. So we find a Hilton, like the closest Hilton. We get in there and we're like, oh, you know, checking in for, and I say his name, Dr. Jones, because that's his name, I swear.
yep.
And they're like, totally. I'm sorry, we don't have a reservation for him. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, listen, bro, just pull your phone out. Like, look at your email. Where's the reservation?
Yeah.
He's like, he's like feeling around. He's like, I don't know where my phone is. Like, okay. So I'm like, you know what? We're just going to book you a room here. So that's what I, so I'm like, give me your wallet. He's like feeling around. He's like, I don't know where my wallet is.
Oh, so he has God.
Yeah, nothing. No wallet, no phone, no nothing. So I'm like, all right. I'm like, just put it on my card. I'll get reimbursed by the company. No big deal. So I book him the room. Me and my dentist bring him up, give him water and a puke bucket, and we leave him there. So the next morning, I'm like, he has no phone, no wallet, no nothing. Like, how is he getting back to his car?
He's so stranded.
Yeah. So we're trying to call the hotel, like, the whole morning. I text my other boss and I'm like, listen, I left him here. Like, call, you know, can you get him an Uber? I'm gonna, because I had a meeting that day for like 4 hours from nine on. I'm like, I'm in a meeting. I'm like, can you get him? He's like, he's a big boy. He'll figure it out. So
that's such a guy thing.
Exactly. So whatever.
Is he still missing?
No, but we finally found his phone. His phone was stuck underneath the driver's side of my dentist's car.
Okay.
And it was like underneath a seat. So we did finally find his phone, but not for like 3 days after. And he actually had already went out and bought a new phone. It was a whole big mess.
What about his wallet?
His wallet was in his car. He did find his wallet in his car.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's my funny story.
What a hot mess.
That's like college level.
Yeah.
That's like, but that's college level shenanigans right there.
But how nice of you. See, this all comes back to the beginning. Here we go. Anna being the nice person and getting him a hotel room, making sure that they were okay.
Yeah.
Making sure he had everything.
Don't yeah, and I actually left my number at the front desk because I was like, when he wakes up, like, can you just like, because he didn't have his phone to know my number.
He's probably going to be like, what the hell? Where am I? What happened?
Where am I? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. You're so sweet, Anna.
And then I got him an Uber. I did get it. And then I got him an Uber back to his car the next morning. So
you are sweet. You make sure people are taken care of. You tried to have this.
I hope. I try.
You are the mom. You are the mom.
You're the mom in that situation. I was.
Yes.
But I probably was in no shape to be the mom because I was like half obliterated myself. But
well, hey, you did well. You did very well. So
props to you.
I don't know. Props to you. You're like a cactus. You're all prickly on the outside, but you're soft and sweet on the inside.
We won't. Your secret's safe with us.
Yeah. All right, good.
And all of our listeners. Mm-hmm. Aw. Well, I hope everybody has a great holiday season, whatever it is that you celebrate. I hope that it's great. And I just want to say thanks for listening. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And now, TikTok. Yes, mm-hmm. We finally got a TikTok. Thank you, Liz.
You're welcome.
But now it's time for us to sign off and time for you to floss off. So love, peace, and brush your teeth. Bye.
Bye. Bye.